Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, your mother's favorite podcaster, the guy that hails from the Isle of Samoa every now and again, the microphone messiah, Philip Antoine. I am joined on this special 316 podcast by possibly Stone Cold's biggest fan, Brandon Tanguma. BT, what's going on, man?
It's going good. I don't know about biggest fan, but no, I'm the other. He's one of my favorites about it. Three.
You're not his biggest fan?
I mean, that's in this day and age of, you know, the internet and collecting and some weirdos, I don't think I'm up there, but.
Oh, you're not one of the people that's out here drinking the
I'm one of the biggest normal fans. How about we say that?
Okay.
I'm not, you know, getting Stone Cold tattoos or, you know, has every single whatever little gimmick he's ever bought, which, you know, I would, as I could have like every single t-shirt, because Stone Cold doesn't miss when it comes to the merch.
But. He does not. Also, we are joined by Marley of the High Wrestling Podcast.
What's up?
Marley, thank you for coming back on the BC. I know it's been a little bit, but we appreciate having you.
Yes, always good to be on. Very glad to talk some 316, some Stone Cold, because he's personally in my Mount Rushmore.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're on your way to Ugwa right now. 316 Ugwa, San Jose, Narrative Fermentations. An awesome card that is going to be going down later tonight. But yeah, so let's talk about some Stone Cold Steve Austin 316 Day. It kind of became a thing. I remember it was 2016 316, and like I remember like it started just becoming a thing that, you know, you saw posted online from then on out. I mean, it became so big. I remember at Chabot, we even did like our own little Stone Cold newscast when we were running television back in the day. But yeah, man, I mean, Austin. Everything that there is to be said about him has been said. He became the biggest draw in the history of the business. I mean, he was at the forefront of the hottest time in the history of the business. I mean, right now was hot, obviously, given, you know, what we're seeing. But obviously, we all know Attitude Era was something truly special. It was something out of this world. So let's just kind of go about our favorite Austin moments and matches and why he is... Who he is, why he is one of the goats. Let's go with Brandon.
As you know, important, very, you know, he drew a lot of money. And honestly, probably the WWF, because if Stone Cold
you're breaking up.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Get it tight, man.
My internet is just beautiful, it doesn't break up. Marley, am I breaking up for you?
It's on you, brother. That's what's going on.
I mean, you seem fine. I don't know what's going on.
What? Marley, he's breaking up, right? It's not just me.
It's breaking up, I will say.
Okay.
Breaking up. I'm not hearing things.
You see? Thank you. Well, Brandon, while you get whatever's going on there.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this podcast for how long? I've done in the same spot every single time.
No, it's not the same spot. That's not the same spot you did.
Well, I mean, now that we're doing this on Thursdays, I've been doing it in this spot for, I don't know, a month.
I don't know what's going on, man. Well, while you get that figured out, I'll throw it over to Marley. Austin, you know, biggest draw in the history of the business. Why is he on the Mount Rushmore?
He's on the Mount Rushmore because I've just always liked his gimmick, just anti-authority, stick it to the man. He was like one of the first people on the roster to really stand up to Vince McMahon and say, no, I'm not doing any of this. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do what I want. And that's something that I've always respected about him.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, Austin, he was the stand up to the authority. And I wonder how impactful that truly was. I wonder how many people during that era stood up to their boss and wanted to stomp a mud hole in them and all that other stuff, you know. Brandon, were you so impacted by Stone Cold so much that you went up to a boss and wanted to stomp a mud hole in him and give him a stunner? Did you do any of these things? No.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Am I breaking up now?
No, it's fantastic now. I don't know what happened. See?
I don't know. See, you always, like I said, you always just got to do the unplug and plug it back in. It works every time.
So yeah, I mean, you ever had a boss that you gave a stunner because you're such a Stone Cold fan?
No, because my jobs that I are on are very few and far between, so I don't want to lose them. But
Ah, there you go.
when you're drawing the type of money and you're the attraction that Stone Cold is, you can do something like that. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten to that point in my career yet.
It's okay. It's okay. So talk about Austin, man. Let's get the
Okay,
rebrand
like I was
happening.
trying to say
There you go.
before, I was so rudely interrupted by this AT&T fiber. Stone Cold honestly might be one of the most important wrestlers in WWE history, just because he probably saved the WWF from going under. I mean, the new generation, it's you can find some hidden gems in there, but it was not the most lucrative time for the WWF. And then WCW with the NWO comes around, they're super over. And then Stone Cold comes around in 97, 96, and just things kind of blew up from there. Now, you could say, oh, there's The Rock, there's Triple H, there's Mankind, there's other people that in that era were very successful and very talented. But if Stone doesn't come around, his character, maybe the quote unquote Attitude Era, isn't a thing. And, Vince McMahon and his stubborn ways might try to keep doing things the way he was doing things, and WCW might not have imploded the same way. But I still think Stone Cold is the most important person in WWE history, just because of where they were when he started and where they were when he ended.
I mean that is true. I mean if you watch his A&E doc, I mean you'll know like he was doing the ringmaster thing and that wasn't really working, so he shaved his hair, got some black boots made, because he was a fan of the Raiders. Huh? There you go, Brandon. Just give you some more Stone Cold love. But yeah, I mean he just he got his character in like the early stages of the Stone Cold character from oh my God, I forget the Iceman, the serial killer. Said he was watching that doc, and that's how this kind of came to be, which is fascinating in its own right. I mean, I guess for this art form, you have to pull from anywhere. But yeah, I mean, just though like the early stages of Stone Cold Steve Austin are very fun. I mean, this is before he gets hurt, because Steve Austin, he had a tank. I mean, he was truly a well-technicianed wrestler. He had a machine. I mean, the matches with guys like Ricky Steamboat and WCW and so on and so forth, just really, really good solid work. But yeah, man, I mean he just had this attitude, and it was infectious, and you loved it. And everybody who's ever been a wrestler in this business, I'm sure, is at some point try to walk out there like Stone Cold, not a care in the world, a total badass. And everything in between. But yeah, man. I mean, for me, it's just it's those walks. It's those walks to the ring. As somebody who's gotten into this from the in-ring aspect, you kind of want to have that Stone Cold-esque badass walk. I mean, Marley, I'm sure once you start making the walk down the aisle, you'll try to channel some inner Steve Austin. Am I right?
Yeah, he's honestly, when it comes to tape study, he's one of the people on my list to study because he's just so good with his how technical he is, and I'm learning trying to learn the technical ways of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. I mean, let's get, I guess favorite moments. I mean, obviously, there's the beer truck and everything. The one that where he stunned Santa, that sticks out. That's always a fun one. Marley, you have any fun, favorite Austin moments?
Survivor Series 2000 when he tried to kill Triple H at it was the main event, and I guess he had the car, he had lifted the car, and Triple H was in it, and then just dropped it onto the ground. That's like been my favorite Stone Cold moment since I've seen it personally.
All right, right on, right on.
And then,
Brand. Oh, no, you have another.
personally, because Kevin Owens is one of my favorites, his match with Kevin Owens at WrestleMania 38?
Yes,
38.
yes.
Yes. So those two, I would say my top two.
Brandon.
So, as you guys know, I've gradually been trying to watch every single Raw from the Attitude Era, and currently I'm in the summer of 99, and is kind of the end of like the true Stone Cold run, because after, he gets run over by the, he's still very popular, but that 90s, late 96 to late 99 run is really like the core Stone Cold moments. And I just watched when he's still doing his thing with Vince. He takes over the WWF because Linda and Stephanie like give their portion of the company to Steve Austin. So then he is running roughshod at Stamford, and he's like doing all these little like promos, just like little things like that. And like at that point, his neck is kind of bad, so they're kind of really gimmicking it up, and he's really like just doing more talking than wrestling itself. But kind of going back, because you as you said, like the beer truck, there's like a lot of like.
You're frozen. You're frozen like the movie. You
That's
might
the
have
Zamboni. And it's like, it just happened. Like, they weren't like.
you might have to repeat all of that, bro. Like, I don't know what's going on with the internet right now.
Yeah, that's where is he? Where is
Like
he? That's
he's frozen. Like he might have to let it go. You know what I'm saying?
real.
Yeah, he is frozen up a storm. You know what my favorite, probably my favorite Stone Cold moment is the it's not even a match. It's just a fight. The Booker T the in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah,
You
the
know,
grocery store.
if there is one thing I could recreate in this business.
Oh, that would be
If
sick.
somebody's down to fight with me in like a Food Max or a Lucky's, let's get that on.
Albertsons.
And Albertsons, we got to go to SoCal for that.
True. It used to be up here. It was
Yeah, no, they used to be. Yeah, but like if we can, like maybe a Smart and Final, if we can get that on and popping, I think that would be hilarious. Yeah, man. I mean, Austin, he did a lot of great stuff. And we can talk about the heel run, because the heel run, WrestleMania 17 is often regarded as the greatest WrestleMania of all time. He did dirt with the devil, his mortal enemy, shook his hand. Yeah, and heel run, the two-man power trip, him and Hunter were cool. That was fun.
That was fun.
Kurt Angle and the little mini cowboy hats.
I completely skipped over my personal favorite WrestleMania 13, him and Bret Hart.
Really?
Man,
So I have a
man.
theory. I feel as though the match they had months earlier at Survivor Series 96 was better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just it's the that's probably my favorite Austin walk to the ring. He just had this, it's those cold, ice cold dagger blue eyes, and he's just walking to the ring, has a smug attitude, like, he knows he's the man and he knows he's about to whoop this boy's ass. Like it's just something about it, from the moment he walks out to that curtain to the moment he goes back. There's just something about all that. I always loved it. No, I thought it was special. But obviously WrestleMania 13 is synonymous because it's the infamous double turn, which
Yes.
doesn't happen in the business. Austin, doesn't tap out, but he passes out in his own blood, becomes a massive baby face. Bret Hart as probably one of my favorite heel runs ever. A heel in the United States, but a hero in Canada, which was fantastic.
He's goated for that.
So a lot could be said about Austin, man. I mean, I was just watching his video package from when they inducted him into the Hall of Fame back in 09. Interesting, the musical choice was a Cult of Personality.
That foreshadowing.
Look into his eyes. What did you see? A tough SOB. That's what you saw.
Real.
Right. And Austin, I mean, I don't think he really gave fans time to miss him, because he was on Raw a lot during the 2000s after he hung him up in 03. He was the sheriff and all these other things, and he just
Yeah,
kept
he had a
popping.
bunch of on-screen roles, so
Yeah,
it's not like
because.
he was really gone or anything.
Yeah, because I mean, like with Rock, Rock left for like what, 8 years or something, then came back, and you made him, you appreciated him that much more. Not saying nobody appreciates Austin as much as they do, because he's fantastic, but I'm just, maybe a nice little gap would have been cool.
Yeah, to build up, like, yeah, I've been gone for a minute and just build up that.
Because even like
Oh,
even in the latter years, like 07, he made quite a few appearances, and like 08, he made a one or two, and then 09 he goes in the Hall of Fame and everything. And I mean, still doing work with the company to this day, still a great ambassador. I really wanted to go down to El Segundo's Brewing Company.
Oh, to get the Broken Skull IPA.
Yeah, because like on 316 day, he like hangs out there.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
Damn, that
like
would be sick as
that's.
fuck.
But I have to do commentary Dugwell. So,
You got to do.
shout out Boss Man, shout out Trevino. Will you be at Dugwell? Will you be at the
I'm Ring
show
Crew.
later today? You'll be there.
Ring Crew, yep, later today.
All right, all right, right on. There you go. There you go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. This sucks because Brandon.
Brandon disappeared. Oh
Yeah,
my God. I felt
Brandon.
so bad.
I did too. This never happens. The one time we were doing in a podcast about one of his favorites of all time, it all just goes to shit.
Damn.
It all just goes to hell. I mean, I didn't want to lean too much into the podcast. I kind of wanted to be like, what?
What?
What? What? Yeah, I didn't want to do all that. We talked about Austin. I mean, he's had a lot of ventures, the television shows and whatnot. Have you tried the beer? Have you had it?
I've wanted to try the beer
You've never
so
tried the
bad.
beer.
And it's so rude because I love IPAs, so I'm like, I don't know how I haven't
It's
tried the
good.
Broken Skull.
Oh my goodness. Brandon texted me, said there's no signal. Jesus.
Oh,
That's,
jeez.
yeah, but I've had the IPA. It's nice. It's cool. He has a lager also that I want to try. I think what we're gonna have to do is kind of hop in the car before we get to Ugwa and go get us some Broken Skulls.
I'm down for that. Shit.
Yeah, I know of the Total Wine. If you have a Total Wine by you, that's really the place to go get it. That's where I've gotten it.
Okay, because I got the Bella Twins wine at Total Wine, and I'm hoping that Broken Skull IPA is a little better than that one. So,
Have you had the Rocks Tequila? We're just talking about everything now.
Rocks Tequila. I just had a conversation about this. Rocks Tequila.
What, did you have the clear one or the?
I had the clear one.
It was smooth. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm a Don Julio.
Okay. See, I saw on his IG when he first. This is supposed to be a Stone Cold podcast. Jesus. Sorry.
Never talked about that. Well, I mean, The Rock was one of his greatest rivals, so
Yes, of
technically
course.
not
It all
off-brand.
ties in. I'm sure they've had Terramana in their IPAs discussing their greatest hits. But yeah, he made like a watermelon garnish type thing.
Oh,
Like, get
okay.
poured some tequila, crushed up some watermelon in there, mixed it around. That looked refreshing. So that might be the thing to try. Okay, hold on, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest, a returning
He's
guest.
back.
Oh my God, he's back. Say
He's
all your
back.
love for Stone Cold before this happens
Well,
again.
I don't know what's going on here. We've done 300 plus episodes, never had an issue. I even test everything. Everything else is an issue. Shout out Stone Cold, 316. Love him. I was
Thoughts
trying
on
to
the
put
beer?
I was
Thoughts
trying to
on the
put
beer?
beer's good. You think, it's just some IP and it's just some whatever. It tastes good. All that positive stuff Stone Cold's ever done with the business, fantastic. Might be all the way offset with the negative of the what chant. Just gonna say it.
I was telling Marley I wanted to what chant you when we couldn't understand what? What?
Well, usually when you what chant someone, they can hear you, but it's whatever.
It is whatever.
I'm just gonna sit back and just I'll just shut up.
Yes. Let's go. Favorite always. So Marley gave her favorite Austin match. I gave mine.
I forgot a second one actually. I
Are
meant
you
to say WrestleMania 14 with Shawn Michaels when he just flips off Shawn in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that one. We don't.
Yeah.
Really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I said what Survivor Series 96. I said that was a better match than what he and Brett had at WrestleMania 13. It's my personal opinion. Obviously, WrestleMania 19, I think that's my favorite WrestleMania of all time. I think that's the best WrestleMania of all time. And him and Rock one last time. Good stuff, man. It was fun. So, Brandon, let's get your favorite Austin match out there. Thoughts on the heel turn at 17, and what you got?
Don't like the heel turn at 17. He even Stone Cold said that he thinks he shouldn't have done that, but you live and you learn, and we see like with Bryan Danielson, he's probably better utilized as a face, but yet he wants to be a heel probably because it's more creatively fulfilling. But favorite Stone Cold match? I probably it's a very homer pick or a very, chalky pick, but probably the Rock 17 match or the Rock 19 match. I think those are both fantastic,
Damn, no love for 15. Nobody ever talks about 15.
And
15 was
honestly,
pretty good.
and that's when like Stone Cold was like his quote unquote healthiest, because he obviously coming off the neck surgery from the Owen thing, but
Yeah.
it was a lot of shtick. That was like the height of the Vince Stone Cold stuff. So we got Mankind running out there. I think Triple H got involved as well. So there was a whole lot of stuff. The other two matches outside of the ending of 17, very much just like a straight up wrestling match.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think that might do it. This was fun, just going to trip down memory lane.
Was great to be a part of like 5% of it.
I appreciate it.
Oh, it's okay, man. It's all right. It's all right, man. I mean, we talked about Austin, his impact in the business. I know he's on your guys' Mount Rushmore. That's nice. Definitely top 10 guy of all time. I don't want to say where he ranks because he was the most successful or the biggest draw in the history of the business. So he would obviously have to be top three. What, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, if we're looking at the business as a whole and we have to include all the wrestlers, yeah, no, he's top three for sure. But if we're going just WWE's Mount Rushmore, then obviously it's what Hogan, Cena, Austin, and then the fourth is always a mystery.
Yeah, I would say so.
The fourth is always interchangeable. You could throw Taker in there, then you could throw Shawn, then you could throw Hunter. It's the fourth,
Even throw Dwayne in there.
Yeah, you could always throw Rock on there, but then you have to think about the WWE as a whole. You can always throw Bruno on there. It's a very
Yeah.
they're never getting into metrics of Mount Rushmores, which is always a muddy water and a touchy subject for some. I don't know why, but people get very, very invested into that. Yeah, but Stone Cold, man, Texas Rattlesnake shook things up, changed the game. And I think with the heel turn, guys, what else did he have to do? He really did everything you can do. Fought the authority, quote unquote, was the champ a whole bunch of times. Like I was telling Marley while you were off, Brandon, I mean the heel turn did give us a two-man power trip, and I mean it was well, going back and watching that stuff, it was fun to watch him and Triple H just run a roughshod over the WWE for the few months that they did. It was some good stuff in there, some very good stuff. Austin came back out of retirement at WrestleMania 38 against Kevin Owens, Dallas, Texas. I for sure thought he was going to come back and get some Saudi money. I thought he was going to be the Riyadh Rattlesnake. I really did. Do you think we've seen the last of Stone Cold? Do you think that was truly it? I mean, he was the one guy that stayed away from this for a very long time. Before that match with KO, he was the one guy that actually stayed retired. Which, I mean, he's still retired, just came back for like a one-off. But do you think he's gonna have another one, or was that it? Yes or no? Marley, yes or
No,
no?
I think
No.
he's chilling on his ranch with his cats and all of his
His
animals
dogs,
right now.
yeah. Shout out Poncho. Yep, Brandon.
Poncho for real.
Yes or no? Does Austin come back for
I
one
would
more?
say no, just because WrestleMania was in Dallas. It was a perfect send-off for him. As you said, there's always blood money, but I don't think Stone Cold needs it. I don't think he'll do it.
All right, there you go.
Not saying he won't ever get involved. Like maybe he'll get involved at WrestleMania 40, because a lot of people are like, oh, he's working out. He's gonna stop The Rock one last time. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Well, we'll see. I'll be in attendance, so we shall see. All right, ladies and
Are you
gentlemen.
sure about that?
Yes. I'm bringing in the ring. I'm helping with the ring. I'll be there. God. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for watching our Austin 316 podcast. If you're in the Bay Area, make sure you're going down to UGWA 316 Blood, Sweat, and Beers. Awesome card. Tag titles are on the line. A lot of other great matches. A lot of high impact octane innovation is going down. Narrative Fermentation, San Jose tonight. Hail UGWA, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much. And that's the bottom line because I said so.